Well, hello guys. I'm going to do a video again on DEI and wokeness. And both of these things are being pushed and carried by femmes, generally speaking. And as this has been going on for quite some time now, the results are starting to show up. Companies are struggling, big companies, that got on board the woke train and hired DEI officers, which generally were femmes. And what that means is they hire people not for their skill on whether they can do the job correctly and efficiently, but generally on their gender or their ethnic background or even just on their beliefs alone. It really doesn't take a lot of brain cells, does it, that you hire somebody, whether they male or femme or whatever country they're from, you hire them because they're the best candidate for that job. And you know it's all being pushed by femmes, generally speaking, because they are the destroyer. They're not builders. They don't really create or invent. Femmes can take something that's working absolutely very well, like a well-oiled machine, and within a short space of time can break it. But all I'm saying is you hire somebody, whoever they are, who's best suited and skilled for that job. And until they start doing that again, everything will remain broken the way it is. I don't know, for some reason, femmes love chaos, drama, because it gives them something to moan about, as if they need anything to moan about. Femmes moaning and whining used to be just for the long-suffering husband, but now femmes share their moaning and whining to anybody and everybody. Now here's an idea. Why don't you shut the hell up, and instead of moaning and whining, do something positive without your mouth wide open and loud sounds coming out. And that's all I have to say about that. Take it easy.